Racist.
But it smells like the pipe. Did you guys ever smoke the pipe brand of Black and Mild that had the wooden tip?
No, but Nick used to smoke pipes in his windowless room in Chinatown.
Dude, I just cleaned out my pipe and I'm going to start smoking it again.
Why? That is fucking disgusting. You're just sitting in smoke?
Yeah, just smoking my Briarwood pipe. My English blend tobacco.
Taking showers in a big ass utility sink in the hallway.
Yeah. There's this old ass woman that would make soup in that disgusting sink. A big rectangular sink. It was always clogged. I'd go in there and she'd be like, "Gong gai dong gong wo yong da ga." I'm like, "Yeah, I have no idea what you're saying." She's like, "Gong gai dong." I'm like, "This, we're not gonna get anywhere. I don't know what you're saying."
How many people did live on that floor?
Nine.
Nine?
Nine, yeah. Nine people occupied it. I don't know how many people like stayed there. There was some guy, you know what's great? It's like, because I guess the doctor wanted to rent it out to other businesses. So the first two rooms were like rooms before he gave up and was like, "Yeah, you can't just live here," you know? So the first room was another like acupuncture, you know, massage guy. And that guy was great. I would go bump cigarettes from him. And he would always be sitting watching Chinese movies on the shitty little TV while there was like a naked man behind him on a table. Like a naked Chinese man just lying face down with his ass out. And he would like just sort of like be like, "Yes." And then like slowly close the curtain behind him to cover the nude Chinese man. And be like, "Can I get a cigarette?"
Imagine going to a business where fucking it's right next to just you in a windowless room smoking a pipe. Yeah, and some and like three children.
And for my troll blog career.
Yeah, that was Nicole Mullen headquarters.
Those were good days. My favorite thing about that place is that you had a lock on the door, but the door like was basically like shutters. Like it was like a like Venetian blinds kind of.
Yeah.
Like literally if you wanted to steal Nick's $12.37 worth of possessions, you could just karate chop your way into this room.
And everyone there
What's interesting is they built the place with karate.
That's true.
That's the secret to breaking it down, is they karate chopped all that fucking equipment up on the walls.
There was no like fridge or anything, right? There was just
I bought a fridge. I bought a mini fridge and put it in the.
But there's no like common fridge, right?
No. And then I had to sell that mini fridge on Craigslist. And some guy like called me at like 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning on like a Wednesday, and he's like, "You still got that fridge?"
Needs like, a fridge man. That bad?
These are real fridge hours.
Yeah. Fuck, man.
Yeah. Well, you've made it. Now you're you have a 65-inch television.
Yeah.
You're 28 years old. No one thought this was ever gonna happen.
Never thought you'd make it past 25. Joke's on you.
He's still alive.
He's still alive, bitch.